Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud. Today we are doing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Yes, it's in there. And you can get your kids to do your chores. Ha ha! I hope my kids are listening. Let's say our blessing and be going on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvot tav hatzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okie doke. We are at the very last thing on in Tractate Bikurim. So that's going to be chapter 3. We're in the commentary to Mishnah 6. If you're in your Schottenstein, this is 26b1. Now, seeing as how important the giving of the Torah is on Shavuot, might have been surprised that it hardly made any appearance. So finally, here it is. They're going to talk to you about Torah. Okay. Rabbi Yanai, b'shem Rabbi Chiya Barva. So Rabbi Yanai says in the name of Rabbi Chiya Barva, Sha'alu Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. They asked Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mahu sheyim kor adam sefer Torah lisa isha. Can a person sell a sefer Torah in order to marry a woman? Amar lo in. And he said to them, yes. Lilmod Torah, Amar lo in. Can you sell a Torah scroll to learn Torah? And Rabban Gamliel says, yeah. Mikne Chayav, can you sell it to get a livelihood? V'la agivon. Rabban Gamliel does not answer them. So there's the don't tell part. Rabbi Yoni v'shem, Rabbi Chiya Barva says, Sha'alu et Rabban Gamliel, that Shimon, at Rabban and Shimon ben Gamliel. Sorry, I keep rushing to the end of Gamliel. So they ask him, Mashu shigim kor adam sefer Torah lisa isha. So here is the slightly different version of the story. So can you sell a Torah scroll to marry a woman? And he says, yes. Amar lo in. Lomo Torah amar lo in. Can you sell one to learn Torah? And he says, yes. Mipnei chayav la sha'alun. So they did not ask him, can you sell it to, you know, live? V'la agivun. And therefore, he didn't answer them. So we have both the don't ask and the don't tell. Alda ate Rabbi Yonah Nicha. So according to Rabbi Yonah's version of the story, that makes a lot of sense, right? Lasha alun v'la givon. They didn't ask, so he didn't tell. Alda ate de Rabbi Yose, ancho lin le v'lama la agibon. So, but according to that first story, they asked him, so why didn't he say, right? That's a little puzzling. By the way, for all those people out there that say that the Yerushalmi does not have a later layer of editing and that it's incomplete, that thing that we just read, that's that later layer of editing coming right on in there. So just because it's different from Babli doesn't mean it doesn't show up. Okay, Kiata Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So we have this tradition going back to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Mocher hu adam sefer Torah lisa isha v'lilmod Torah. A person can sell a Torah scroll to marry a woman and to study Torah. V'chol shekein mipnei chayav. And all the more so to be able to live. You're not going to be able to marry a woman and study Torah unless you're living. Right? Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. So, yeah, no, Rabban Gamliel, according to that third version of the story, says, yeah, you can sell it for all three reasons. Okay. Tane, an early teaching tells us, Hamadirat b'no l'talmud Torah. If one vows his son to study Torah, so you're not allowed to benefit from your son because he should spend his whole life studying Torah, but mutar l'malot lo chavit shomayim, Nevertheless, the kid can go fill the water jug. Okay? And he can turn the lights on for you. Rabbi Yaakov bar Edi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Jacob, in the name of Rabbi Yonatan says, Af lokeach lo chafatzav min hashuk. He can even go down to the 7-Eleven and get him something to eat. Ha ha. Ufleeding? Are they arguing? Kan b'ish. One of those teachings says it's about a man. Okay? Because a man, according to this passage, does not hesitate to go down into the market. Kan b'isha. But they're saying a woman would hesitate to go to the market because it's a rough place, so the kid should go get her the stuff. That's lame. We all know it's lame. Women were out there in the marketplace running these stores all the time, but whatever. If the father was somebody special, right? They treat him as if he is a woman. In other words, it's kind of like below him to go to the market. So the kid should go to the market and pick up the groceries. Ma'aseh Adam Echad. There is a story of one certain man. Shehi diret b'no l'talmud Torah. And he did vow his child for the study of Torah. Uva ma'aseh lifnei Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. And the issue of does the kid have to do his chores came in front of Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. So he turned low, lema lo havit shamayim, hadlik lo et haner. So in other words, the kid says, hey, dad, I have been vowed to Torah. I am not doing my chores. And the father takes it to Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. And Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta says, Baba, kid, get on and do your chores. All right, and here's how it, the whole tractate concludes. Tane, we learn Hamocher Sefer Torah Shel Aviv. Someone who sells his father's Torah scroll, Lo ro'eh siman bracha le'olam, will never see a sign of blessing. V'chol hamekayin Sefer Torah betoch beito. But whoever maintains a Torah scroll in his house, alav hakatuv omer, hon v'osher v'veto v'tzidkato omedet ba'ad. That's Psalm 112, verse 3. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. So we say a hadran alach, right? So we say hadran alach, ketzad mefarshin. That's the name of our chapter. You promise to come and return to that chapter, and hadran alach bikurim uzira'im. So you just say that because we want to promise to come back to tractate Bikurim, and we want to come back to tractate Zera'im. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.